Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Nadal in Maseches Erevin, the beginning of the fifth perek in Erevin. We'll start with the last piece of the morning on Nun Gimel Amud Beis by the two dats. This week's daf also, like last week, was Agadata. Agadata has its own special limudim. There's halocha and agoda, and each has its own purpose. And like we spoke many times, each has to be used out. It might be that, you know, the words of the Agadata Gemara flow easier to cover ground, but there's a lot that lies within the words, important messages that we have to make sure we don't miss. The Gemara starts like this. Rabbi Yisak Lili have called also Boruchom. Rabbi Yisak Lili, Atane, he was going on the way. Ashkecho Lebruya. See, the Gemara's in Gimel Mebeis. Gimel Mebeis, the two dots on the bottom. Ashkecho Lebruya. So he met up with the Bruya, the wife of the man. Omalo. He need directions. He wasn't sure where to turn. Oh, my Lord, be'ezer derech ne'el chalud. So he asked her for directions. Be'ezer derech ne'el chalud. Four words. Four words he used to ask her for directions. Omer lei. So she answered him, Glili. Glili shoite. She referred to him in very strong term. Loikach. Don't you know, I'm a foolish Mishnah, Sechis office. The Mishnah says, Al Taba Sichem Ha'isha, a person shouldn't speak with a woman more than Nessa. Al Taba Sichem Ha'isha. The truth is that the Mishnah says, Be'ishta Yomru. It's even talking about a person's wife. Right? Hoylecho Loimar Be'ezei Lilud. You should have said, four words, unnecessary four words. Two words would have been sufficient. Be'ezer lulud. Which way? That gives over the message. That gives over the message. So we look at this Gemara, and you know, we wonder about this Gemara. Right? We wonder. Definitely, we can't relate ourselves to Tanoim, like we saw in the Gemara before, that the Rishonim Kipischa Shel Ulam, Achronim Kipischa Shel Heichel, Anu Kimli Nat Machatzikis. But the Musogan, the concepts, that we have to at least try to pick it up and apply it to ourselves in, well, according to the level that we're holding. According to that, we're holding. Rabbeinu Yehuda talks about, in Shara Tshuva, talks about a concept, something called a mumer l'davar echad. Someone who is a mumer, he's a rebeller, even l'davar echad concerning one thing. And we look at a person as a mumer, as someone that, you know, the Torah in general is hefker by him, he doesn't abide by the laws of the Torah at all. That's how, you know, we view such a person as a mumer. But the Rabbeinu Yehuda tells us that the truth is that there's such thing as a mumer l'davar echad. If a person doesn't accept upon himself, or asher lo yakum is called divrei Torah hazayis lasei soyis, he learns in the pasuk that that aura, that curse, is referring to someone that doesn't accept upon himself all of the mitzvahs. Meaning to say, there's certain mitzvahs that sometimes, just for different reasons, people could feel that this is not for me right now. I'll work on the other things, and certain mitzvahs, or even one mitzvah, is totally hefker, is totally left by the wayside. That his attitude toward that is without any zehirus, without being careful at all. Rabbeinu says over there that there's a special stringency that is directed to someone who views one mitzvah or even a few mitzvahs, or, you know, without any kind of guidelines. That's called mumma ledavar echad, right? It's Paish Nimna. He says there's a very strong chaimer towards that. It's a person that accepts everything, even though it's hard for him. He hasn't sinned, he has tests, he falls through here and there. That's in a whole different league. If he relates to it, that, you know, this is something that I know and I realize that I'm supposed to be doing it and I'm trying, fine. That's you know, that's one category. But there's someone who, you know, just gave up or is not working at all, is not putting any effort into keeping one of the mitzvahs, special stringency. So this is something that it's important for us to know. We live in our day and age where this concept is totally lost, this thing. And definitely, you know, our situation is such that, you know, we can't possibly be totally bemekayim this to its fullest extent. But on the other hand, there's a difference of how we look at it, right? You know, if we look at it, you know, this doesn't come on the table at all. This Mishnah al Tav Sicha Misha doesn't apply to us today. Then, if we look at it like that, then we'll have this stringency about not upholding one of the things that the Torah expects of us. But you know, if we relate to it as Chazal give over, there is such a thing. Right? We see over here that this is how Chazal looked toward it. Great people, Jesi Tanoim, and Bruya told him what she felt according to his madrega should have been. So the idea for us is the concept. It should register by us, and it shouldn't be something which is totally hefker, which is without any guidelines. We have to have our guidelines, whatever they are, according to our situation and our level. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, and this is the main theme of most of the daf over here, are this is directions and chizukim in limud haTorah, learning Torah. The Gemara says another story. Bruya Ashkechei Lahuga Talmid Havagoros B'lechisha. She found a Talmud, met up with a Talmud that was learning quietly. Havagoros B'lechisha. Botcho Bei. Rashi says, Boata Boy. Whether that means literally or in the way she responded, she kicked him with her response maybe. Omrole, loikach kosov, does it not say, aruka bakol ushmura? The Pasuk says, which Chazal dashen, im aruka b'ramach evorim sholchom mishtameres. If the Torah is aruka, if the Torah is arranged, that means if the Torah is in all your mach evorim, all person's limbs are involved in his learning, then it's mishtameres, then the Torah is watched from lav in mishtameres, then the person's learning doesn't have a shmira, and it could be lost, as we see in the Gemara later on. And she responded very strongly about this, that you know, a Talmud, someone who this was his occupation, he was putting all his time and effort into his learning, that he should be careful, that he shouldn't lose it. And therefore, she told him very strongly that the way to learn proper the Torah in a way that it will have a kiyum, it will be remembered, is through learning bekoil. Right? We find this concept in many areas. I believe that today by Krishma says in Chazal. I'm sorry. It says kol ha'oina amen yehesh mirab b'chol koichay. Right. Solution kol koichay. That b'chol koichay, the Mefarshim say refer to both things, that the person should tackle answer loud and b'chol kavanosay, and the reason for that is because By saying it loud, it's ma'ir the kavanah, gets the whole person involved. So in the learning also, a person learning, a person should be learning b'koil. The Gemara's mashma, he's learning b'lechisha. And lechisha means that he was learning quietly. And I'm not even talking about someone who was learning with the eyes, not even saying the words, right? That's a different level, totally. But we're talking about someone who's saying the words. But there's a difference whether it's the learning is done with a coil, with sounds that come out. That expression has a different effect on the person. I saw the Chofetz Chaim. Chaim says I can't find the Maror Mokum over here right now, but the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Haloshen says, concerning this Gemara over here, that he says as follows, interesting thing. He explains this Gemara actually to mean a little different point, and he says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo implanted in the nature of a person that when a person speaks something out, then he's able to be mapped, he's able to test the authenticity of it. That means if a person could think of a sfora, a logical way, an a machshava, whatever it is, a gemara, a pasuk, whatever it is, in his mind it might sound that it's good. But once he starts, if he says it over, so by saying it over, he's able to be mapped to test how authentic it really is. That, we sometimes have the are able to be fooled by something which is not, at first glance, it comes into our mind, it sounds like it's right, but when we say it over, he's saying, aside from thinking it over, but just saying it out loud, that's how he understands this Gemara over here.
To another person, or even to yourself?
Oh. Even to yourself. The truth is I'm making a mistake. He says it on the next Gemara, excuse me. On the pasuk over here, Chaim Heim L'Moitzeim. We'll see the Gemara inside, but I can just finish the thought. At Chaim Heim L'Moitzeim Befer, those that express it with their mouth. He says on this Gemara. Let's see this Gemara over here. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, Tana Tamrech L'Hoyler B'Lezer Shehoyo Shoyne B'Lachash. He used to learn quietly. Achim Gil Meshonim Shokach Talmudai. After 3 years, he forgot his limuds. After 3 years. For us, halvai, we should remember for 3 years. Right? That's akoponim. The Gemara says like this, Tana tamad echad hoyle av lezer sheneschai v'sreif al amokim. Omru, hi nuchuloi, odm god l'shimish. The Gemara over here brings in a maisa, which the Mephoshim are bothered, how does this come in into our Gemara over here? A Maisa that Reb Lezer had a Talmud, the Shneischai b'Sreifel Amokim, doesn't say what the reason was, why he was decreed. Omru in Shemaim, they said, Hinichuloi. They were, let him go, will nullify the decree. Adam Godel Shemesh. He was a Talmud of an Adam Godel, Reb Lezer. We'll come back to this in a minute. Let's just see this next Gemara. Omar Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. He told him as follows: Shinna psach pucha kori psach pucha pumecha tani ki heichet iskayim beich. That when you learn kori, usually refers to saying psukim, tani, learning mishnayis, braises. He told him psach pumech, open your mouth. Meaning to say that express it with a coil, with a voice, with a sound. Kehechet tiskayim bich, in order that your learning should have a kiyum, should last by you. V'soyru chaye, and it will lengthen your life. Shenema, kechayim heim l'moitza'ehim. Uluchol besare marpe. The Gemara dashes from the first part of the pasuk, al tikrei l'moitza'ehim, el l'moitzi'ehim befer. Torah is chayim heim. To those that express their Torah befeh with their mouth. So this is the pasuk that the Chofetz Chaim was saying. Chaim heim l'moitza'ehim moitzi'ehim befeh. And he's explaining it that way. Chaim, what the Chaim he's explaining over there means that this, that Torah is amiti, is truth, and the true Torah, which gives a person a source of chiyus, a source of life, is through moitzi'ehim befeh, because that could be mavchin. The truth is that I believe that Chaim Volozhiner says the same idea in the Mishnah Maseches Ovis. In the sixth parak, in the parak of Kinyan HaTorah, so the Mishnah over there says the famous Mishnah of Memches Zvam Shatar Niknis Bohem. At the 48 things that the Torah is Niknis Bohem, and one of these things in the Mishnah over there, I don't have in front of me right now the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon of, is there a Siddur over here? Yeah, thank you. Ya'ariches Sfasayim. The Mishnah says, "Ariches Fosayim," is having the thoughts arranged on one's lips to speak it out. See, I believe he says the same thing over there. And he makes a dimyon. He says that just like a person's fingers, if they check a knife that's used for shechita, so if you put your fingers along the edge of the knife, you could feel whether the pegimus, whether there's some imperfection in the knife, even though you couldn't necessarily see it, but you could feel it. The person could be magish. So that's the marshal, that the tongue could be magish, the pigimus in thoughts that a person is thinking. So that's the chaim heim lemoitza aim the fair, by speaking things out, and that is not necessarily even to someone else, even to yourself. By speaking it out, a person could be magish the flaws. Now, getting back to that piece of Gemara before, that mice of that this Talmud that was in Schayev Sreifa. See, if you turn to the Masho over here, you see, it's the second Masho of Yohan Dafn Dalid. See in the Chiddush HaGodus, Divrei Maschil, see it starts Sreifa LaMokim. So it is, the Marsha says, Nire D'Shayech Ad La'el. He says that it seems to me that this story over here is related to what we said before. Shetamud Echad Shokach Tamudoi, that this Talmud who forgot his limud, that this Chiv Talmud Echad that was in Schayev Sreifa was this Talmud who, because he learned Belachisha, he learned quietly, not in a way that would properly protect his learning, he was in Schayev Sreifa Lamokim. Like we learned the Mishnah in Ovid, says, HaShechech Dover Echad Mutamid Mischayev Benavshoi. So that means that there's a responsibility that person has. That person learns in a way that his learning will be forgotten even after 3 years. That there's a tain on such a person. That's what the Gemara says. Akoponim, that Talmud was expected to watch his learning better, and therefore he's in Mischayev Benafshoi. V'nokat chiyev sreifo. What's that is Sreifa? Why is that the punishment? Al pi mashkozu perakam the tainis based hamid chachamim hamahalchem ederech. Tumid hamid chachamim walk on the way, and be named the Umli Sarif. He relates a Gemara, in Maseches Tainish, which talks about a punishment for a miut, apparently, of Liman HaTorah, meaning as they're Tumnechom, they're on the way, and they be named the Torah, they're not discussing the Torah, but amongst them, Farshim and Medak, that even if each one is learning by himself, but if they're not holding a discussion together, which L'chayra, we can understand that means that a Riboy of Torah could have come out because of this meeting, if they would have been talking together, learning, and didn't. That's the ruin li sorif. So the Marsha relates that to over here, that in a situation where a person could have had the ability to have a greater amount of Torah, and it wasn't done in that way, so the punishment is sreifa. Now he explains the Hemshech HaGemara, Va'omru hocha shehinichu lo ish'odm god l'shimish, So the Gemara says over here that hinichu lo shemaim, they were able to forego this decree that he was deserving, bischus, the fact that he's was mishamish na odm godl. V'alze omru g'doy l'shimush yoysim l'imuda, shehalimit osa l'hishtakeach. Mashar says something interesting over here, that this chazal that we're familiar with, g'doy l'shimush yoysim l'imuda, so there are many different aspects of to explain what that means. The Mashal is saying that what lies within that chazal of Gedol LeShimush Yosim Limuda is this, that Limuda also Lishtakeach, but the Shimusha, this that a person was Mishamish, whatever Shimush over here means, is that something which lasts, and the schus of the shimush will be something that will last for a person. It's, I mean, I saw when Svasemis learns pshat in his Gemara, that's when he learns Gemara. I think what the Gemara is coming to do over here is on the contrary. The Gemara is coming to show that the first Gemara says that the Talmud of Rabbi Elazar, being that he learned quietly, he forgot his learning. What the Gemara means to do, the next piece of Gemara means to show that the Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar had great schusim, that the fact that they mishamish their Rebbe, save from a strong decree. What he says is that the point of the Gemara is to show that even though the Talmidim and Rebbe had great schusim, but it didn't help them to remember their learning. If the learning wasn't done in the proper way, the koil, doz mechisha, nevertheless it was lost. That's how he explains the Hemshech HaGemara. Talmud Echad of Rebbe learned the lechisha, he forgot his learning, even though the next Gemara continues that the Talmidim of Lezer had great schusim from their Rebbe, but that schus wouldn't help them to remember their learning.
What's the last point Moshe was thinking?
Yeah. You're in the Marshal?
Yeah.
Shehalimud also l'shtakeach. That the learning part. There's two things. There's shimush, which kipshute means serving, or you know, observing other things, and the learning itself also lishtakeach. That means it's destined to be forgotten if it's not done properly, and you know, with the proper shmir. The learning, as opposed to the shimush. Now the next Gemara. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, another member that Shmuel told his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Shinina, and he referred to him as a sharp person. Shinina. Chatoy v'achol, chatoy v'ishti. Grab and eat. Grab and drink. The alma das linen minei ke'ul adomi. The world that we're departing from is like a helula, like a chasana, like a wedding. So what did he mean with this? Rashi says, Chatoif echoil, imesh lecho momen, lahanes atzmecho, if you have money that will be able to benefit yourself, al tamten ad lemochor, don't wait till tomorrow, Shema Thomas, you might die, v'shuv ein lecho ano, you won't benefit from it. Right, this needs an explanation. You know, in the Pashup Shat Rashi, you know, it sounds like there must be a deeper explanation in that. And the fact and the relevance to our Gemara over here, like, where does that come in? Next Rashi is Kilul Domi. Hayom yesh l'mocha einenu. Doime l'chupo, shoheleches maher. Like a chupo comes quickly. Comes quickly. You know, something that a big event that one is anticipating for a while, and it comes and goes. Many Mefarshim explain this Gemara a little more directly in the general obligation of a person in this world. In general, kiyum Torah mitzvahs, or as far as learning is concerned, the Chofetz Chaim, as we know, wrote many sforim, and one of the sforim that he wrote is called Shem Olam, and the different sha'orim in the Sefer Shem Olam, based on the pasuk, which the pasuk discusses a few main fundamental mitzvahs. One of them is Limna Torah, and one of the Sha'orim is called Shar Hachzokas HaTorah. So over here in Perek Yutes, in Shemrel M'Shaches HaSaterim, talks as follows. He's discussing the power of a person compared to that of a malach, and he says as follows. V'od yesh chiluk b'neim, there's another difference between them. V'hu, that is, the k'moish ha'motzi ba'olam hazeh, just like it's a thing which is found in this world, yesha panasos mu'etes, you have a person that his panosah is a little bit at a time, v'achshu b'kfiyis b'chol hashono, but it's on a constant. Each time he's mavich a little bit, but it's on a constant, his parnos every day, every week, whatever it is. But there are some people that their parnosa only comes in certain days of the year. But on those days, they make large profits, and that will last them through the whole year. He says, "Kein hu bazeh, ki tikun hanasa ma'avodas ha'odom, the tikunim that result from what a person could do, who habi yoseh mi'avodas hamalochim, is much greater than that of what a malach could accomplish. Lefish yesh la yetzah hara." The fact that a person has a yetzahara and there's a conflict, there's a struggle for whatever a person does, v'tzoch l'sgabrel of v'choleis, he has to overpower the yetzahara. That's why whatever he does has a much greater effect. K'moshe re'isi b'shem ha'ari, He says, I saw brought in the name of the Arizal, Sha'asola Anoshim Yisrael, 10 men. Ten Yidden, Yesh Bekoichem, Lesakin Atikl Shal Asola Kitois Malochim. 10 groups. Groups of Malochim. That's what 10 people. He says, Aval Negezeh Panasasi Hirakles Man Muot, Bo'ilm Hazeh. That the Panasa, this that a person could accomplish is great, a big revach at a time, but the time slot that could be done, it's not on a constant. There's a Zman Kotzov, set amount of time. Rakleseh Luzman Muot, Bo'ilm Hazeh. Va'amalach, a malach is constant and forever. He mentions that maybe we do know and hear of such a thing that some malachim are not forever, but he says, "Bederech klal, malachim are nitzchim." But a person, he's created, he's living in as a person is only for a small amount of time. Once a person dies, he doesn't have any chance anymore to do Torah mitzvahs. If so, how important is a person to strengthen himself to do this, that small amount of time that he has? He shouldn't lose them for nothing. These are the days that he's going to make his revach, his profit, his parnosa. Shepasal Hashem is well called Tzreisav. Rebbeinu Shlomo opened up a person for a person. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's entire treasure houses, which is the Torah and all the mitzvahs. Vehushloim shebezeh hazman yochol likach mashu yitze. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo allowed a person during this time, during his 70 years. To take whatever he wants. And person should differ, should relate to this like a person that his parnos is just a few times, days during the year. Other places refers to the moshal of the Yerid, that in his times, what it was that they used to have. You know, this the grand market, they probably also have it now in certain places, that there's a few weeks during the year all the merchants come together with all the things and this is where they those few weeks during the years when they would sell their wares and they would make panosa for the whole year. And so definitely that the person would put all his strength into the preparation for that event. And during that time, to all his to focus his mind and all his strength to maximize what he can, because he knows this is it. Whatever I'm going to have to eat the whole year is going to come from my hatzloch, my success now. He says over, Kumeshinishmael Hagro, the Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin was crying before his death. Why are you crying? And he answered, how precious is this world? What is the preciousness of this world? That in this world, the preciousness of this world is the fact that Torah and mitzvahs is available. A person could do whatever he wants. There's no end. However, after a person's nifter, even a person would give away his entire olam haba in order to be mekayim one mitzvah, ein reshus lozeh. There's no permission for such a thing. It can't be done anymore. But in this world, with a small coin, a small coin, a person could be mekayim a mitzvah that has such greatness that he will be able to be mekabel pnei shechina, to see the pnei shechina with that mitzvah. They asked him, which mitzvah are you referring to? He said, the mitzvah of tzitzis. A person with a small coin could buy himself a pair of tzitzis and it could be zeicha to be roya pnei shchinu, k'man shomim chazal, shkol hazor ba zeicha v'roya pnei shchinu. And the Chavetz Chaim continues and he says, translates a pasuk in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a familiar pasuk. The pasuk says, pasuk in Tilm, Sos anoichi alim rasecha ki moitze shol ro. Sos anoichi alim rasecha, I rejoice on your word, ki moitze shol ro. Just like one finds a treasure, a shol ro. Shol is like when a person takes over the loot from the opposite side. K'moitzi shol rov. Vilna Gaon asked a few questions here. Why does the pasuk, the Melech chose the word sos anoichi, lashon of sos, and not the word, the usual words of lashon simcha, sameach anoichi lemasecha? What's the usage over here of sos anoichi lemasecha? And second of all, the moshul, the comparison that he gives in the pasuk, kimotzei sholol rov, to that of a sholol. And the Vilna Gaon says like this, that the lashon of sosin, in lashon HaKodesh, refers to something, shemigoydel hasimcha noyla tuga, the great simcha that one has, but there is a some kind of downside to it. And he explains with a marshal, what that means. It says if you have two sides fighting a war, and we have someone that with his good aim he temporarily put someone on the other side, a main power on the other side, out of commission, and now he could come in and he could take over, he could loot the other side while that person is temporarily out of commission. And he comes and he runs in and he sees what's in front of him, the storehouses, you know, of gold and silver, and he starts filling his pockets, and you can imagine the joy that he has from such a thing. Every minute it takes, he's becoming a different level of a gevir, of a wealthy person, higher and higher, he's hiring. But he sees that his time is running out, and he thinks to himself that, you know, halavai, if I had, you know, some means to carry more, if I had some wheelbarrows with me, I'm just filling my pockets over here. So on the one hand, you know, he has this great simcha, the fact that he could do it, but on the other hand, He also has a feeling, a letdown feeling, the fact that there's just so much that more that's available for me to take, and I don't have the means to do it, and I'm leaving behind so much. He says, "Keinu ha'in hazeh." Yeah, Dovra Melech understood what Torah and Mitzvahs were. Hanechmod mizov mipozrov, like we say in the Pesukah Dezimra on Shabbos. Torah is nechmodem mizov mipozrov, even greater than the greatest riches. Is hoyosamech moir al shehu roye shebechol rega v'rega hu mistaker kesef v'zov l'machbe. Dovra Melech, this is what he saw. He actually felt it, truthfully felt it, that in his learning of the Torah, where he was gaining a great wealth every minute. In this moment, he's finding an ornament which is worth such and such. That's how he felt in his limud Torah. The person learns Pesukim, person learns Mishnayis, learning different parts of the Torah, and so too as far as Keim HaMitzvahs, and for everything that the schar that a person has, and how much each thing is worth, there's no end. However, Achmi Goydel has Simcha Neilu Leituga. There is a feeling that a person has. Basha Sheyeda Shemeha Admeheng Tzorim. A person realizes that he's not here forever. There's so much out there, but his time is limited. He said, Halavai, that I should have the ability to learn in this time and to chap as much Torah, 1,000 times the amount that I'm doing. Because so much is going to be left from the amount that I took. The amount I took is just a tipa shabayam, a drop in the sea. The Chofetz Chaim says, V'chol rayin zeh, and this entire idea that we just discussed right now, Romus b'gemorah b'kitzu b'irvin nun dalet. It's hinted to in the Gemara Irvin that we're just talking right now, b'kitzu in a few short words. Our Gemara, Omar le'ishum la b'yuhu d'shinna, chatoif achol, chatoif ishsi, da'alma da'zlina minei kiluli damim. The Chofetz Chaim says, Achila, the achila in the Gemara who remez lehalochus, halochus limnatar halochus, ushasiya who remez laagodos, sheyesh bahen soides atayin, shenim shlul yain. We find other places yain refers to soides atayin, that we refer to the chelak agodom. For who came mashom chazal haposik? The posik says luchu lachmu belachmi ushisu b'yain masachti partake. In my suda, in the lechem, in the yayin, Chazal say on that pasuk, lachmi elu halochis, ushusu elu agodus. Is Dr. Chofetz Chaim? So our Gemara, when our Gemara is referring to chatoif achol, chatoif ushsi, that this world is like a behilu, like a chasne, comes and goes. You got a chaparayim, like they say, right? You got to grab achil and shsiya. That means we have to grab chaparayin, the different chelkein, chalokim ha-Torah. Now the Chofetz Chaim over here, there's a Haggah on this, where he explains our Gemara a little further. And he says like this, he says, Masha Omar ki hilul yadamyo. He wants to give a little different explanation than we saw in Rashi, than the fact that it goes by quickly. He says like this, To me, it would seem to explain as follows: the Yodua that Torah nimshal eshes chayil. The Torah is nimshal to a wife leeshes chayil. Ki beish Hashem Yisbarach nosan lono haTorah hoisa b'shem erisim. When the version gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, it was a situation likened to that of an erisim. Shulis, right? K'mo shom chazal haposuk. The pasuk says, "Al tikre morosha elo meurosa." Lashon of Erison. He says, "Uchsha adam is dabek b'limuda tamid." A person attaches himself constantly to the learning of the Torah. He bechinas nisuin. The second stage, the nisuin, which is after that of the Erison, which is a greater attachment. That's the second step when a person is constantly involved in learning the Torah. Ula hefach, he says, but it's possible to have a different situation. Yesh koich atumo, shemeramez leha kosov ha'omar, moitza ani mar mimoves es ha'isha. The pasuk over there also refers to some kind of relationship with an isha, that relationship is mar mimoves, is bitter. So we have the eshes chayil, which is the person's attachment to the Torah, and then the person could attach himself to other things which are contrary to that of the Torah. There's a koyach atoma which is in these things, and a person could attach himself, and that could he could be nosi, he could be attached to that, and that breeds mar mimoves. He says, "V'ashr la'od m'sha'asa hilul olam hazeh emesh eschay." Lucky is the person that his nisuin that he made is with the Torah, the eshes chay. V'hainu adeshem zdabe kol yomav kol yomav, that his entire life he was involved in learning Torah. V'nisheres Eishes Chevrosoi Lonetzach, and the Torah remains his wife forever. I mean, even after he's Nifter, the Torah will be attached to him, and he'll be considered to be that of one who's had his Nesumen with the Torah, and that will put him into a different classification even after he's Nifter. But oy lel mishos hilul mishakenegda, woe to the person that his hilula, his nesumen, was with the opposite. Dahainu halilus v'kati l'orchem alatzlan, certain peiches atoma b'mechayiv. Because v'gam hi nishar sachakach eishes chavrosim, because whatever a person attaches himself to in this world, that's who he will be attached to in the olam ha'emes. And that is really the main time where this description of Mar Mimovis will be. La Nishal Dois Bisurim, the person will suffer then. Ulze Omar, so this is what Shmuel was saying, Chatoif Achol, the Hainu, Liman HaTorah, the person should attach himself to Liman HaTorah, the Alma Dazlina Minei Kibei Lulu Damya. That the world that we're leaving, Kibei Lula, is like the Chasna. We make the Chasna here, and whatever wife we acquire here, that's what we'll have then. What's lema shabar lema zeh hu mokma nisuin. V'asher mishin noisei ha'ishas chayel borech min chekenegden. Loki is the one who made his nisuin with the ishas chayel, with the Torah. That's what he's saying. V'lema zeh kibei lulu yudamya. That there's a chuppah which is going on person's entire life, and this is a person who's attaching himself and he's solidifying his nesuin to one of the two. Is on that Shmuel was telling Chatev Achor Chatev Shasi that's what a person's direction should be during his life. That way, the nesuin of Olam Hazeh will be with Eishes Chayim, and he will have that in Olam Habah.